Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Chelsea on here. Chelsea called us a couple of weeks ago with the oddest request for texting tutor. She's like, Burt Show, can you help me get in a fight with my husband? She wanted to sleep alone, and he just tosses and turns, and she was so exhausted, so she wanted him to go into the guest room. And how did he turn it around on us? I can't even remember.
Oh, he was so nice.
Yeah, he was so nice.
He like wanted to buy a new mattress, and then we're like, wait a second. No, we don't want a new mattress. We want you to sleep on the old mattress. So we basically had to like push him into buying a new mattress by saying, well, why don't you sleep on it for one more night and just let us know how it is. Let us know if it's going to be worth the money. And I think that's where we left him.
Got your breath back yet?
I am back. I can't feel my arms, but I'm back.
I'm just checking on my friend. hey, Chelsea, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so we got you in the proper fight. We all realize, like, your husband is just a great dude. He was giving you the green light to do whatever you wanted. So what happened?
I know. He's, you know, obviously I know he's a great dude, but I feel like now I appreciate him more. So that day, you know, that I spoke to you guys, we went out and got the mattress for the guest bedroom, and I kind of, you know, rigged it so he would let me test it out by myself. You know, I kind of said to him, since most guests would be in there solo, like, I should try it solo. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even need to do that, you know? And then funnily enough, like, I slept horribly. I felt so guilty mm-hmm. about, you know, trying to pick a fight with him and then getting the mattress out of it. Like, he did what I wanted anyway. So the next morning, I was so groggy and tired, and in my sleep-deprived state, I confessed the whole thing.
Oh, and, no. Well, here comes the fight.
That's what you wanted.
Wait, almost the whole thing. I came clean about like the fake argument, but definitely not about you guys being involved. I think that would have probably sent him over the edge. I just started bawling. I was just that tired and I felt that guilty. And this man gave me a hug and said, don't ever do that again. Like whenever I need some space, I can have it. And I don't know why I got so worked up in my head. I don't know why, but Abby, you were right. Like, it seems like communicating is the way to go. And I'm a little disappointed in myself.
I am too. Your husband, you do not deserve your husband.
Abby, she just came here groveling.
Listen, I'm here in the trenches. And you know how much I would love for a man to snore next to me every night? At least someone would be there. At least you have someone.
She gave you a compliment.
This is how she repays compliments on the show.
She literally retorted with, you don't deserve your husband.
I just have a lot of pent up bitterness inside me.
Chelsea, this is definitely not about you. Whatever Abby just said.
I screwed up. I can admit it. I definitely screwed up.
Yeah, you got yourself a good one there, man. You don't need a new mattress.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't need to play these games. Why do we play these games with each other when it's not even necessary?
Because we've all.
I don't know.
It's human nature. We all build up things in our head. We go like worst case scenario land. We catastrophize, and you either put off conversations because you think they're going to go a certain way. It's like when you have to. I remember when you have to disclose something to your your parents and you're so freaked out about how they're going to react. And then you like finally bring it to them and then the reaction is like literally like minuscule compared to what you had built up in your head.
I know, it's like you bend over backwards to avoid just confronting the problem when the confrontation would take literally 2 seconds. And 9 times out of 10, people are going to take it well. I mean, unless you're, you know, insulting their entire family and their character and their being. Like I just did to Chelsea on the radio. You know, it's probably going to be a really simple conversation. Just, you know, work out the problems with adult conversation.
Yeah. I think we all have those human moments where you realize that you are, you know, going a little bit in a different direction than you'd like to. But I feel like the way he handled it is exactly what you would want in a partner. That was like the perfect response.
He's a champ right there. And were the tears that you were spewing there, were those real or did you make those up?
Sorry, the what?
The tears? You said you started crying?
The tears? No, I started bawling. I felt like it was like the guilt and then just him reacting, being so sweet. No, they were completely genuine.
Because those tears, those fake tears, are nothing different than emotional flopping.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's like a soccer match.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you ever had a good sleep deprivation cry? Oh my God. There are sometimes when you are so sleep deprived and it can take the teeniest, tiniest thing that'll just push you over the edge into like a waterfall of tears.
Well, you got yourself a good man. Like Abby said, we're doubling down. He's a really, really great guy. And just a little communication might help here.
Yeah, tell him to hit. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Tell him to hit me up when the divorce goes through.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Or if he has a brother. Or a sister at this point.
This is The Burt Show.